4.
Log Talk Radio.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you that thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
All right, welcome back. Another Friday show, 10 o'clock, Rockers in Recovery. I'm John Hollis. Well, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We got a great show in store. We, of course, have Deborah Page is going to be coming up here in a few minutes, and then, of course, we're going to be followed by Bill Epps, and it's going to be with us from, of course, 8 Days Clean. We're looking forward to having Bill on. Bill was on with us in the past. He's a bass player, and they're getting ready to go out and do a live, bunch of live shows, and we're going to be talking about that with 8 Days Clean, and we're looking forward to having them on the show. This is, of course, Friday night, and Friday night we are promoting, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest. The folks that are, you know, the musicians that are on tonight are not necessarily the musicians that are going to be playing at the 12-Step Music Fest, but we are promoting the 12-Step Music Fest tonight, and that means that if you're out there and you're listening, the 12-Step Music Fest is a campout. It's a 4-day campout. Starts from November 4th and goes through the 7th. And, of course, we look forward to having you down there. It's 3 days of fun in the sun. We usually get down there a day ahead of time, so we count it on four. But the good news is you get to go down and hang out, and you get to have some fun, and it's sober fun, and you can go to the 12stepmusicfest.com, check that out. Of course, people are registering from all over the United States. California is one of them, Washington, Maine, and many other places around the country and internationally. I was speaking with Monty today, and Monty's getting ready to have his crew come down. So he's out of Washington. We're looking forward to, of course, having Monty on this week. And if you don't know who Monty is, he's 12-Step Radio. It's an internet talk show. And, of course, we look forward to having Monty on Wednesday night. We also want to take the time to explain to you that there are 25 musicians that are going to be taking stage over this 3-day time period down in the Keys. We look forward to Chuck Nigron, of course, Three Dog Night, and all of the rest of the guests like Blackfinger, and we had on the Buddha this past week. We're looking forward to seeing the Buddha, the Blues Buddha. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun with him. Great live show. And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out the Blues Buddha. He's got some great stuff. And, of course, Dawn Wilder, the one that is putting this all together down there. We want to support Dawn and all that she does. So please do us a favor and go to the 12-Step Music Fest, from what I understand. As far as RV spots and premium camping, for RV spots and campers. At this point, they're down to less than 20 spots. And general camping is going quick also. So as on schedule by beginning part to the mid part of September, it's really going to get down to where there's not nothing. So I would ask you to give a call or go to the 12-Step Music Fest and check that out. And I understand that they are having fun getting ready to, you know, set this all up. And we'll have Dawn on here over the next couple of weeks. We're also going to be giving away some tickets to the 12-Step Music Fest over the next couple of weeks. We're also going to be giving out over the next week, the 2 weeks, Willard Water and also a sound pillow or two. So we're looking forward to getting some of our listeners out there some free gifts and some free toys, and we'll be making announcements. Follow the website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. You'll find out more information when we're going to be doing those events. And also, we want to take the time to, of course, thank our sponsors. And our sponsors today are Willard Water, Sound Pillow, and Beckard & Associates. Beckard & Associates, if you didn't get a chance to catch today's 2 o'clock show, we had a great show. It was about friendly divorce. Yeah, you heard it right. Friendly divorce. If you get a chance to check out the archive, it was a great show. Charles Beckard from Beckard & Associates was on with us, and we had a blast along with his guest, and we look forward to checking out the archives. We are, of course, going to be interviewing tonight, as I said, Deborah Page and the Deborah Page Band. Her and her husband, Paul, are going to be on tonight. They're going to be talking about her album, of course, that her CD that she released back in 2005, and actually late in 2007, with 15 original songs, was released by the duo on December 31st, 2007. What we're looking to do is play some of that music, and of course, they had a first night New Year's Eve celebration downtown Tacoma. They played their first two shows off of that debut, and with the 15 original songs. So, of course, we're looking forward to Deborah Page and Paul being on with us. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to go out to the music that they, of course, put together, wrote, and put the music to. And we are going to play Stay. And when we get back, we'll have Deborah Page and Paul with us.
Cause I'm all alone. Stay with me.
Right here. Deborah, are you with us?
We're here.
All right. Paul, you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Very good. Deborah, you're going to have to speak up a little bit so that way we can hear you. There you go. And Deborah and Paul, that was great, great. When did I understand that, Deborah, you started to play as a musician at 7 years old. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, I did. My dad bought me my first guitar at a garage sale. It had three strings, and I started playing on that and went from there.
All right, very good. And, Paul, when did you start?
I started at 18. When I was in high school, I had a friend of mine who wanted to sing a song really bad, but he didn't have anybody to play guitar. So I guess I was his best friend and cranked that thing up. What can I say?
Well, listen, it sounds like you guys have gelled pretty well over the years. How long have you been playing together?
Almost 5 years,
mm-hmm.
4.5 years, yeah.
Okay. And you came out with your debut album, which was, you had 15 original songs on that, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, that's right.
And from what I understand, you released, and then on October 31st, 2007, at First Night, the New Year's Eve celebration for downtown Tacoma, you played your first two shows, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That was our first time really playing out as a duo, and it was a great experience as far as learning how to play out in front of a live crowd and everything. So it was an awesome time just for us to kind of gel as a duo and get our music started out. And so it was that's kind of where we started and kind of progressed from there.
Well, you know something, from the first song that we just heard, Stay, which was, you know, eloquently done, and it, you know, of course, I understand that your influences are like Sarah McLachlan, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Tears for Fears, U2. I mean, is there anybody in particular that sticks out for you that you feel that you've really geared your music towards?
Well, for me, one of my biggest influences lyrically was Pearl Jam. And also Sarah McLachlan, just for the lyrics. I really put a lot into what the lyrics of the song, obviously. Paul's kind of the tone guy. And so from the biggest influences for me were obviously those Pearl Jam and Sarah. And for me, I try and gear it towards people that want to feel something. I think music speaks to a lot of people as far as how it makes them feel or a memory. And so that's what I try to do when I write a song. Usually it's from personal experience, so I want people to feel what I feel or get their own ideas or feelings and emotions from my song. So that's what I try to do.
Well, you know, it comes across in a natural way. It doesn't look like you struggle with it. How long have you been writing music like this?
I've been writing poetry for quite a long time, but the music really started to flow out when I first met Paul. I had never actually heard myself on a microphone with headphones on, and he let me borrow some of his equipment. And my first song was You Don't Love Me Anymore. And I wrote the song just in one take, and I recorded it, and I played it for him, and I asked him, you know, what do you think about this? And at the time, I was going through a real hard time, just in relationships and whatnot. And he's like, that's awesome. So that's what started the whole thing. So it comes out of who I am, and I always try and be real about the music because I think people can see if it's not real, and they can feel it. So I try to make sure that it's got some substance to it.
Well, and I think that it's like anything else. If somebody, you know, thinks that you're not coming across, if you're just speaking with somebody, they know if you're sincere or not. And as an artist, you're putting that music out there, and you want people to feel it in their heart so that way they become attached to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And even if no one ever heard me, I would still do the same thing. I want people to identify with something in a song. I think that's the best music out there. The ones that we all love are the ones we can identify with because it means something to us. And if I can write a song that has meant something to me and someone identifies with that, I have accomplished the best thing as a musician is someone, I helped somebody or made them feel something. And that, I think most musicians want that. They want that connection with people. If I do that, I am more than pleased.
And it wasn't until, it sounds like, until 2005 that whole sound that you guys have been able to put together really gelled and came together.
Right, that's true. Paul's the mastermind behind the guitars and everything. He puts all that together. I basically write the songs, get the lyrics, and then we sit down together and he'll say, well, what do you think about this guitar? What about this riff over it? And what about these drums? And he did the mastering and the producing of the whole album himself. Just, I would write it, sit down, sing it, my part, and then I would kind of tell him, this is where I feel the song is going, and then he would create it after I sang it, and that combination just, it made the album.
And then the other thing that I want to bring up now is Paul, of course. Paul, you started out at 18 years old. And, of course, you've been playing guitar and producing music since the age of 18. Is that correct?
That's correct. I did take a hiatus in my mid-20s when I was trying to find myself as an artist and didn't know if I wanted to be a painter or a photographer. Or, you know, guitar didn't seem like the right thing for me, but now here I am, and for the last at least 10 years, I've been playing solid.
Wow.
Last 5 years, really solid. So, yeah, you know, I still don't consider myself a musician. It's weird. I don't know what it's going to take until I do, but I don't know. I guess all arts are very similar. You know, photography, painting, music, they're all just kind of creative outlets. And I guess if you're an artist, you're just an artist, I guess, you know?
Well, you know, we had an opportunity today to talk, and of course, me and Paul had spoken for a little bit. And you know, I commend you guys because there's two things that I know for sure. As far as somebody that is in recovery, myself being in recovery, and of course, Rockers in Recovery as a whole, and Rockers in Recovery is here for people that are either in recovery or support recovery efforts. And we're here to be able to give artists a platform in both arenas. And one of the things that people tend to forget is that behind every addict or alcoholic, there's a bunch of family members that are destroyed and suffering. And you went through that process yourself, and you support the recovery efforts, and we appreciate and thank you for your support and recovery efforts. But you've gone through that road, and you know, you've seen the pitfalls that were taking place in your own family members, and you decided not to go in that direction, and you really focused your dreams on other things, and you didn't let anything stand in your way. And you could have, just based on the gene factor alone.
Right. Yeah, you know, I saw my dad go down that road. He was a Vietnam vet, and eventually succumbed to drugs and alcohol in '97. But yeah, you know, I watched him, and he always supported music the most of all the arts that I was doing at the time, you know, more than my photography, more than my painting. He pushed me to be a photographer, to be a guitar player, excuse me. And I always thought that was cool, you know. He bought my first guitar, he bought my first distortion pedal, and he just really pushed it. And I always think that it's unfortunate that I really blossomed as a musician after he died. But I think about him all the time, and I'm always doing this for him.
And you know something, I'm a true believer. I just lost an uncle a couple of months ago that was like a father, more of a father than my own father. And I got to tell you that I know today that people, you know, there's angels there, and they look over us, and you're definitely being looked over, both you and Deborah. And the bottom line is that, and my belief that anytime we can stand and face any fears or apprehensions or any second guessing, and I'm sure you went through all of that. I mean, you're artists. You have to go through those feelings and those emotions from time to time.
Right. Go ahead, Deborah. Sorry.
I was just going to say, it does affect us. My biological father, I met him when I was 28 and really wanted to bond with him, and I didn't know that he was addicted to meth. And I separated from him for a long time. I had a hard time knowing what to do or how to deal with that. And then when I got back in contact with him, it was a totally different man. And he was, back in the day, a musician, artist. He hung out with Jim Morrison, kind of a very, you know, in that group. And it just, he always had this dream to be a musician and a, you know, a rock star. And then he just went down the wrong path. But like you said, angels watching over us, they were watching over him. He's recovering, and he's got the battle scars to show for it. You know, he's not the same man physically, but emotionally he's that much wiser. And I called him up a few months ago, and we were just talking, and he said, I just was confused about the music and then the direction it was going. And he said, you know, you just got to be true to yourself. He said, you just got to be true to your music and true to your art. And if you can do that, you know, just that is your accomplishment right there. If you've accomplished that, being true to your music and your art, he said, you've done it. And he said, just take it from one who knows, who's been there, who's gone down the wrong way and has come back from that deep abyss. He says, that, you know, just have faith in yourself and don't let anybody stray you from that. And it was such a huge difference of what he used to be and what he is now, and I'm just really grateful for that and supportive of him and everything he's doing and everybody who's in recovery, because it's a long, hard road, and all you can do is support those people and love them, and, you know, they're a wealth of knowledge as well as and experiences that they've had. So I'm really appreciative for everybody who's gone down that road, and I can learn from them as well as support them.
Well, you know something, Deborah, Paul, we appreciate you coming on tonight, and of course the Deborah Page Band. You guys have, we're going to end with this. You have actually put on some new members now too, huh?
Yes, we have. We did it as a duo for 2 years, and then in the last 6 weeks or so, we've added a drummer and a bass player and now a keyboard player. So we're five now.
And this is all around a new release that's getting ready to come out here pretty soon.
Correct. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, no, that's correct. We're the highly anticipated, for me at least, the second album, which is going to be a little bit, I would say, a little more edgier than what the four is. And it's going to have some different elements. And so I'm really excited about this next album. It's going to have a just different feel to it. Same Deborah Page sound, but just a different twist on it, I believe.
Well, what I'm going to ask you to do is that when everything's ready to go and you're ready to launch, I want you to give me a call so that we can get you back on and we can debut it right here for Rockers in Recovery and wherever else you're debuting it. But we'd love to debut it for our listeners on WNN 1470 AM and all of our streamers across the country and internationally.
Well, we'd be honored.
That'd be cool. Absolutely.
Well, you know something, we look forward to having you guys back on. Thank you so much. We're going to play some more Deborah Page on the way out. But again, guys, thank you for taking the time tonight and sharing it with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a blessed night.
Hey, you
thank
too.
You.
All right, guys.
But the kids don't tell anything. That's gonna be the very lesson. She goes.
Ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard water helps the body heal itself. and it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. It's Rockers in Recovery. Friday night, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest is going to be taking place on November 4th through the 7th. We ask you to, of course, be a part of the festivities down in Sugarloaf Key, mile marker 19, just before you go into Key West. And, of course, it's at the KOA Campgrounds in Sugarloaf Key. You can go to the 12-Step. It's 12stepmusicfest.com. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can check out their information there, too. 12-Step Music Fest is in a three-day outing, and it goes from the 4th through the 7th. And we, of course, look forward to being there broadcasting live with Dawn Wilder and the rest of the folks. Monty's going to be there. He's packing up in Washington. Coming up here in a few months, we'll be meeting Monty down there, and we're looking forward to seeing him, and we're looking forward to seeing all of the folks from the Half Moon Festival up there in New Hampshire and Maine and Boston area. We also have some things coming up here real quickly. I spoke with Richie Supa today, and they're getting ready to do a huge event up in Boston, and we're trying to work out the details for October the 2nd to be in Boston doing a live broadcast from that event. More will be revealed. Maybe we'll be there, maybe we won't, but we'll know within the next week or so. So we're looking forward to hearing more on that. And, of course, it's a recovery event, and Richie and a lot of musicians are getting together and are going to play a benefit. And we're looking forward to hearing more on that. We'll have our friend on Ricky Bird that's going to be talking about it. If you don't know Ricky, Ricky's from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He's the lead guitarist. And Ricky's a great, great guy and a great message of hope, along with Richie Supa. And we look forward to hearing more of what those guys are doing. So, again, don't forget 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th. We look forward to wrapping that all together. We got some great things coming up over the weekend. Tomorrow, right here, we have that sci-fi show between 4 and 6 tomorrow. And, of course, Joey Reynolds and Chris West are a part of that. And they're right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And also we have a Sunday night, the In the Rooms Hour. If you've never heard of In the Rooms, it's the In the Rooms social network. And you can go to intherooms.com and find out more information about In the Rooms. Also, we have following that, we have the Ask the Interventionist Hour. Ken Seeley is usually on with us. If Ken can't make it, then what we usually do is we do a show with Chris D. from the First Step Sober House, which looks like that's what we're going to be doing this week, is myself, Chris D., and some guests are going to be on, and we're going to be kicking it. And then at 11 to 12, we are on for 3 hours on Sunday nights. Of course, we will be kicking it with a Rockers in Recovery replay, and we'll look forward to seeing what that is at that point. And more will be announced. If you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, or any of the other social networks, you'll be updated. Also, want to take the moment to, of course, let you know that we are not a glum lot, and we're going to be having some comedians coming on real soon. Working on the details, the gory details right now, and we'll be updating you on that also. I'm going to go to the phones, and, of course, we have Billy from 8 Days Clean. Hey, Billy, you with me?
John.
What's up?
Hey, how are you, man?
You know something? I got a feeling that Seattle's and the West Coast is just jumping up and down right now because 8 Days Clean is getting ready to go on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, whole West Coast tour.
Where are you going? You're starting out in Seattle and heading south, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we are starting out in Seattle, and then, of course, next town, Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're taking a giant jump down to San Jose, kind of like an overnighter there. We'll be in San Jose on the 20th and working our way back up from San Jose to San Francisco on August 21st and Costa Mesa August 22nd. August 22nd, we're also, so that's a two, we're playing in Anaheim also, so we got two shows going on that day, and then we get a couple day break there, maybe go to Disneyland.
Nice.
Since we're in the neighborhood.
For me, right?
And then this year, the 25th, we are going to be in Hesperia, California, and then the 26th, L.A., and the 27th, Fresno, and the 28th in Stockton.
Nice. Nice.
And then
nice.
Back home.
Then, and you can find all of this information out on Reverb Nation, right?
Yeah, Reverb Nation. You can find us. You can find us on Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace. Just search 8, the Roman numeral 8, Days Clean. On Facebook, you can find us there. We're pretty active on all those networks, and of course Reverb Nation as well.
You know, it's funny because I've had you guys on. I had the whole band on at one point, which was a really cool experience for me trying to figure out which one I was speaking to. But I had a great time with it. And I got to tell you that I was later on reading that John Larson from the Tacoma Weekly had said that your new album, Angels of Nothing, is dark, disturbing, and utterly brilliant. And I have to agree with the man.
It's a great album. Yeah, it's really. You can sink your teeth into it. You know, it's got some depth. It's got the darkness edge of the worst parts of addiction, and it's all there, man. The whole kit and caboodle.
Well, the good part about your message, and it's clear, your message is clear cut, that addiction kills, and there is a better way of life. And then you actually have the other aspect of it where you can show how good life is in your music too. So you have all of that. You have that whole process going on with your music. Somebody that's in recovery, that's out playing, that gets to be on the front lines of young rockers or even old rockers that show up and say, you know something, I'm done and I want to live the way I've been living. You're on the front lines of that. You get to be able to help a lot of people with what you're doing.
You know, John, and that's the message. Right there, in a nutshell, is that we are not a glum lot, you know, and there is life, you know, happy, fun life in recovery, and it's, you know, we're all so blessed to be able to do what we're doing.
I can tell you that I know that Glenn C. from the Northwest music scene and a lot of other people really, you know, like what you guys are doing and support what you're doing, and most importantly, they do it because they know that you're really putting your effort and your time into it to help other people. You're getting ready to do a Recovery Palooza tour, and it's not going to cost anybody a dime. Anybody can go, correct?
100% free.
Not unless we can find you. Not unless we can find you in Uncle Charlie somewhere.
And you know, and speaking of support, big shout out to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. You know, we've got a lot of people supporting us with this, so we're actually able to do this. We've got just a whole group of folks behind us making this happen. And without those people, you know, we wouldn't be able to be doing this. So to everybody out there helping us, including yourself and Holistic Lifestyles, you know, thank you all very much for all your hard work and dedication.
You know, something I think it comes down to what me and Glenn C. have talked about, and I've talked to you about it, and I've talked to the other band members about it. If we all pull together and we all work together, you know, got Monty coming on this coming Wednesday, and he has a radio show out in Washington, 12 Step Radio. And the bottom line is that, in my opinion, there is no competition. We're all working for one common goal.
And that is to help our suffering addict and or alcoholic.
There you go. Or family members. I mean, because, you know, here's one of the things that I started to realize as I started to, you know, defog, was that, you know, I thought, like, poor me, and then I started, like, getting phone calls because I started to help other folks, and I started getting phone calls from, like, despairing mothers and desperate wives and, you know, falling apart brothers and sons and daughters, and I was seeing that aspect of it, and I had stayed blind to that for so long, I didn't realize how many people my addiction was affecting. I thought it was just me. It's all about me, right?
Oh, right. Right, yeah, until we put pen to paper.
Go figure. Not the steps. Don't tell me about them. I might get well.
Right. Darn it. Yeah, and I think, you know, the greatest gift, the greatest gift of all that you know, I've gotten from this is actually able to be in that altruistic mode to actually have something worth so much, but is absolutely free to give away.
With looking for nothing in return.
Absolutely, man. And that's it. You know, that's the payoff. That's the big payoff right there. Is just being able to give that gift to me, you know, that was given to me, and be able to pass that on to the next open ear, you know, is really the true gift for me today.
Billy, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we know what we're going to do. We're going to play some 8 Days Clean.
Fantastic.
And then we're going to pump it up, and then we're going to talk about it.
Cool.
We'll be back right after this message.
All right.
My name is Charles Becker. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal.
go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
All right, and this is America by 8 Days Clean.
It seems now more certain than ever that the bloody experience of Vietnam is to end in a stalemate. This summer's almost certain standoff will either end in real give-and-take negotiations or terrible escalation. And for every means we have to escalate, the enemy can match us. And that applies to invasion of the North, the use of nuclear weapons, or the mere commitment of 100 or 200 or 300,000 more American troops to the battle. And with each escalation, the world comes closer to the brink of cosmic disaster.
Thank you. bleeding for me in America. America, this is your golden opportunity to end your life for America. America, this is our golden opportunity to end all life for America.
Of course, 8 Days Queen, somewhere between heavy metal, 90s grunge, and the blues exists, of course, 8 Days Queen. And three guys who were once homeless, drug addicted, alcoholics, 8 Days Queen has proven that anything is possible. The band draws influences from a tradition of course, Northwest rockers that includes bands like Alice in Chains, and, of course, Nine Inch Nails and other influences like Nine Inch Nails, The Cult, and Marilyn Manson. Of course, Soundgarden from up there in the Northwest. These are the type of folks that you guys were drawn to be like, huh, Billy?
Yeah, John. That's just, a lot of time to sit indoors up here in the Pacific Northwest. Get a lot of music writing down upon other things.
Well, absolutely.
That's
right. You're not at harvest time yet, are you?
No.
of course, rockers.
No, John.
Rockers, I'm only joking. We are not a glum lot.
We are not a glum lot.
Listen, I gave up that, I think, back when they Cheech and Chong came out with the Big Bamboo. I think that was the last time I smoked any of that.
Right.
I moved
not
on
really
to other things like
fan of the effect, man.
I moved on to other things like heroin.
I like joining in on a conversation, you know. I just can't quite seem to do that.
At one point, I think at the very end of my marijuana experience in my younger days, when I still had hair.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You could set me in a corner and throw Twinkies at me. That was the only way you were going to get a response out of me.
Right. Yeah. I like being more of a part of things. Absolutely.
You know, I was just talking with somebody that's early in recovery, and they were like, you know, John, I can't believe it. I walked outside, and everything's greener. Everything's brighter. I said, dude, you live in the tropics. He goes, wow, that's true.
Right. I woke up in the tropics.
I spent 15 years under a bridge in South Florida, and one day when I got sober, I realized, my God, you know, I'm actually at the beginning part of the tropics. You don't get me.
Wow, what a great place to wake up. You know what I mean? Yeah, talk about, green, beautiful green places. Yeah, the Northwest as well.
You know, I have never been up there. I haven't had the opportunity to be up there yet. I'm looking forward to getting out there to visit with you guys. But I gotta tell you that everything I've ever seen, it's always been raining.
And that's why it's so green. Is that, you know, people take the pictures on the nice sunny days of all the greenery, you know, well, that was that 12 days we call summer. You get to go out and take all those nice photos. When your lens isn't fogging up, you know, no, it's really not that bad. It, we get a little bit of precipitation up here.
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity for the East Coast and the West Coast to mix in this particular arena on Rockers in Recovery because, again, we do a lot of work with the West Coast people, with Northwest music scene, you folks, and, of course, we've got a lot of East Coast artists that we bring on, too, and it's a good way, of course, and then we have guys that are coming in now, you know, like, we've had different folks on from Texas, and you know, so we've had different arts. We're getting a big mix from across the country coming in, which I really, really like.
Very, very cool. Yeah, I was checking out the 12-step music fest here.
You like that?
That looks like a pretty happening going on there.
Well, you know, you got to get down there, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
It's time to pack up the gear and head on south, brother.
That's what I'm saying. I'm always the last to find out about these things, darn it.
Well, hey, listen, it's a couple of months away. It's about 90 days away right now. But the amazing part with this is I was there, broadcasted live from it last year. I'm going to be broadcasting live again this year. And the amazing part of the 12-Step Music Fest is that everybody, it was so cool. I mean, people just getting along and fun. And I mean, the atmosphere was just unbelievable. The park's closed off to general public. Everybody that's there is in some kind of a 12-Step fellowship. And, it's a really rocking time.
That sounds like a great time.
So, Florida Keys in November. What's the weather like up in Washington in November?
It's about time to get away to some sunny southern weather, my friend.
You come on down, brother. I'll make
sure. It's time to head south.
I'll make sure that 8 days clean is properly taken care of.
Can you get us on the list, John?
Well, all I can tell you is that, Dawn Wilder, I'm sure would, look at that as an option. You're a great West Coast band, and you're great coming across the country because we're going to be promoting the heck out of you over the next year or two, and as long as you want us to, anyway.
90 seconds.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk more about this. I want everybody to check out 8 Days Clean on Facebook. I want you to check them out. Where else can they check you out? We've got about a minute left here.
Yeah, how about 8daysclean.com?
8daysclean.com. You can find it all there.
You got it all right there.
Billy, we thank
you
for coming.
Where you need to go, 8daysclean.com. It'll direct you to our
60.
Got a great merch site on eBay if you're...
Well, you know something...
T-shirt, coffee mugs for sure. Of course, that will direct you also to the MySpace, Facebook, and any place else you need to go.
Sounds great. Billy, that's the bass player, right?
Yes, sir.
Bassing out, but not anymore. Just playing
it. That's what I'm saying.
I said bassing out, but not anymore, just playing it.
Just playing it, man. Yeah, that's it.
All right, Billy. Great show. Thanks for being on. I want to thank all my listeners, of course, from the West Coast, the East Coast, Northwest Music Scene, InnerRooms.com, and the local listeners right here on WWNN 1470 AM Radio. Have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in to Rockers in Recovery. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 o'clock, but tune in tomorrow for that sci-fi show with Chris West and Joey Donovan.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach.